If you're a Spanish speaker struggling with English, you came to the right place. Hi everyone and welcome back to my channel. Today I have a special guest, my friend Walter, who's a dancer and a drummer and a member of a famous dance music company named Humana. And guess what? He's from Argentina. Hey Walter. Hey mate.
Hi Sharon.
Hey, how's it going?
Everything cool. How are you?
I'm fine. So great to have you here with me. So thank you for joining us. Walter, we thought when we met a week ago to talk about the challenge of Spanish speakers with English, the struggle they have with English speaking. And also we said that we're going to discuss the clash of British slang and Argentinian slang, right? So yeah. We're going to get to it later. But first, because of who you are and because I adore Mayumana, I'm your fan, your biggest fan, I want you to tell us a little bit about this company, dance company.
Okay, Mayumana is a theater company. Mayumana, the name is coming from Mayumanut, an Israel and Hebrew word that is mean abilities. And for being part of the company, you need to have a lot of abilities like drumming, dancing, acting, acrobat, a lot of things together. This is the magic of Mayumana, that you can do everything together and with a lot of energy and coordinate.
Exactly. So, but you're using all kinds of stuff and you do those percussions, right? And using all kinds of things. What kinds of things are you actually using?
We use buckets, barrels, flippers, tubes, and the barrel, it's the first instrument that we have in the...
I can't hear you. Can you do it again? Can you do it again faster? Why can't you... Oh, cool. Oh, this is cool. ¿cómo se dice...?
Castañetos,
sí, sí.
And I continue to work with this. I do classes, workshops, a lot of activities with corporate activities, team building, and I share all my what I learn in Mayumana with a lot of people.
Right. So let's. You mentioned the workshops that you do. With what kinds of people do you work with, and how do you think that the abilities that you mentioned before can contribute to people, let's say, that have block in the communication? Because when I teach drama in English, for instance, I help people that have this kind of block in speaking English. Can you share with us what can you contribute with dancing and percussions and everything that you teach in your workshops?
Okay, I'm gonna try. Mm-hmm. First of all, it's a good communication. When we start to play, one of the first thing you need to have is listening. And this is something that we need in all the things in the life, and in the companies it's very important how to listen, learn to listen, and in the music is one of the first thing what we need to do, and we do a lot of exercise. Like I ask something with the rhythm, and you need to ask to answer the same phrase, and. This is a lot of exercise that we need to learn how to listen and how the body can express itself to say the what I feel or what I to express.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me an example of something that you do in your workshop?
Okay.
Let's say I'm a little bit shy now. I'm scared to do something like this. But can you show me something like first
okay,
class?
Okay. I'm gonna answer this exercise. This in a round. Mm-hmm. Everybody walk in the same time, like in the same pulse. Boom. Mm-hmm. It's good also to feel each other. This is a good exercise to feel each other, and everybody knows to walk. No, everybody knows mm-hmm. to boom, and we do like walk in the same place. And I mm-hmm. start to ask. I do, for example, pa 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 pa, and you answer.
Pa 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 pa. Okay.
Okay, I do something different. Okay, if you are in the same place, I can hear the
yeah.
I can hear you more. Uh-huh. But it's okay. It's an exercise to what I'm here. I can express with my body. Mm-hmm. This is one of the exercises.
Wow, this is wonderful. I think it can be really, really helpful. Also, in drama lesson, we have something similar to it because we do lots of things with our body and, you know, let's dive right into the thing that we said that we're going to talk about. And it's the challenge for Spanish speakers with English. So do you have any kind of example, maybe from your experience with difficulties with English? Do you have difficulties in English that you want to share?
I think the hardest thing in Spanish speaker face when learning English is the pronunciation. English mm-hmm. has so many different sounds that don't exist in Spanish. Like the thi.
The sounds the like, the yeah the. Yeah, right.
We don't have in Spanish.
So what do you have? What do you have instead of the?
No, we have another. I don't know right now, but we have the or mm-hmm. the mm. the tomate the, or dental. But mm-hmm. It's different. It's hard to me to say. It's okay. We need to practice and to feel comfortable with the pronunciation.
Absolutely, absolutely. What else do you think people will find difficult when they speak Spanish and they try to speak in English?
Other difficult. Mm-hmm. Grammar. Yeah. Spanish and English have different mm. words, other verbs, things, and even different genders for nouns, no?
Nouns, yeah.
Nouns.
Uh-huh.
Try to apply in Spanish grammar rules to English can lead to minimum more. Different, difficult word, like uh-huh. minus, there's, and.
You remember, I don't know if you saw this show, it was like back in the 70s on the BBC, Fawlty Towers, with John Cleese from Monty Python. And
yeah.
there was a guy there, he was a waiter, Emmanuel, do you remember? Okay. And I remember this episode. That it was really, really so funny. It was hilarious when Fawlty is telling Emmanuel to take the butter to the dining room. And he said, and Fawlty always was bragging as if he speaks Spanish. Mm-hmm. But instead, He wasn't really a Spanish speaker, okay? He was British. He couldn't really say it properly. And Emmanuel obviously didn't know English. So once Faulty came out with, take the butter to the dining room. And Emmanuel was, burro. And he said, burro. And
I'm mucho burro, Ali.
Something was stupid, you know, and until his wife came and, you know, everything started to come in place. But it was really funny, you know, Emmanuel.
Yeah. Emmanuel. It's so different. Also in Spanish, it's not the same from us to Mexican, Argentinian, I don't know, Costa Rica. We have a different accent, different words of to say the same thing. We say different,
but like the same, in English. Hold on. I mean the grammar that you use for Spanish, for Latin Spanish, is the same grammar that you use for Spanish in Spain. It's the same.
But we use what when you talk in different way. In Spain, it's not the same like in Chile. Like understand. The accent is different. Maybe the words are different. In Spain, the avocado, they say avocado, and in Chile, they say palta.
In Argentina is avocado.
Palta.
¿Cómo?
For example, in Mexico is avocado.
Okay. And what did you say? What did you say? Come again?
Palta.
Palta? Palta, it's avocado in Argentina? Wow. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Learn something.
There are a lot of things like piña. In Mexico, I think they say piña, or in Colombia, and we say ananas.
Americans say ananas and pineapple. Okay, so now let's move on to something else. We promised to discuss a little bit about British slang and Argentinian slang. So, Walter, can you teach me something? Argentinian slang, let's say. I don't know, how do you say in Argentina when someone is cool?
Okay, in Argentina, when something is cool, we say grosso, like
grosso.
Grosso. Yes.
Okay,
we say super cool. It's additionally, we use a lot of re grosso sometimes.
Wow. Yeah, like Italians. Let me try. Super cool, you say it's what? Come again? Grosso.
Re grosso or re lindo. When something
re lindo.
Is cute,
re lindo.
Re lindo.
Re lindo. Okay. What else? We say it's brilliant. Or mint. Can you repeat after me?
Say again.
Brilliant. It's brilliant. Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Or you can say mint. Mint.
Mint.
Yeah.
Mint.
Uh-huh. And if they find, let's say, if you find something that it's really, really funny, right? And you might say, oh, it's hilarious.
Hilarious.
Yeah. Or you can say cracking up. It's cracking up. Cracking up. Yeah. It's all about the quirky expressions. Quirky expressions. I am very expressive with my face, right?
Absolutely. Here in Argentina, when something is funny, we say, es un cago de risa.
¿Cómo? Is
cago de risa. Me cago de risa.
Hold on. Me cago de risa. Me cago de risa. Yes, did I say it okay?
Yes, perfect.
Okay.
Which later I translate to I am laughing my butt off.
So yeah, it's a bit more colorful, right?
Yeah. Yeah,
definitely. So in speaking of colorful, did you know that the British have a slang word for someone who is annoying, that you know, they you might say they he's plonker. It's quite amusing, isn't it? A plonker.
Plonker.
Yeah, plonker is a plonker. Do you know any plonkers? Do you have plonkers in your life, Walter? I have plenty of plonkers.
It's a shame, but yes, we have. Here in Argentina, you know, we have a word, it's boludo.
Boludo, yeah, I know this word, yeah. So
okay,
what does
it's
it
like
mean?
An idiot.
Yes, I know many boludos, lots
but
of
but we
boludos.
Say also in a friendly way, like, che, boludo, when you call someone like, brother, we say in the good way also.
Yeah,
we
like mate, but yeah. You say boludo, although mate is a friend, right?
Yeah.
So boludo can be a friendly way to talk to someone that you really know well.
Also, when we play soccer, we say, hey, boludo. We can use like a good way or a bad way.
Wow. So it's really fascinating how languages can be so different, yet so similar, right? In expressing emotions and connecting with others. This is wonderful. Thank you for sharing your insight, Walter.
Thank you, Sharon. It was my pleasure. This was very, very, very funny. And
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I hope people will like this video. Thanks, Walter. That was really, really fun. Thank you guys for watching this video. I hope you enjoyed it. And I recommend that you watch this video that is all about British slang as well. And don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so. And leave us a like and comment. And I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.